Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
The company that makes the best over-the-ear headphones is now making the best earbuds. Heavies users have made their voices heard, and we present the H1E earbuds. Multiple drivers and multiple microphones, up to 24 hours battery life per charge with a quick charge case, comfortable silicone design that fits perfectly so you can headbang all day and not have the buds slip out, and interchangeable faceplates just like our headphone shells so you can show off your favorite bands. Pre-orders are available now at shop.heavies.com. Welcome back to the podcast that rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in on this Wednesday evening or afternoon or Thursday morning, whatever time it is for you. Time works in a flat circle. All that matters is you showed up. Thanks, especially to everyone live in the chat room right now. If we get 50 likes, we'll play at least one round of Festival Rock or Flop. It's always ridiculous. Last week, we had some shenanigans, but they worked out pretty well. So I'm hoping we can at least get that type of vibe at the bare minimum. Thank you to the super chats so far. We will read all super chats all live. I already saw one good super chat come in already, so that's kind of nice too. Thank you all so much. Hope you're all doing well. Should we just go into it? Dodcast, what is going on in the chat already?
Don't encourage him. No.
No, I'm asking questions. That is not encouragement. Dodcast?
One guy has already said it right now. Take my money. We have people who are willing to give us money for
you have person happen, that is willing to give money. That does not equate a profit. So,
chat, let us know if you would buy a Dodcast pay shirt.
Happy Dodcast pay.
Exactly.
That'd be hilarious. Exactly. It wouldn't be hilarious though when you're wearing it out in public. People just think you're dumb, like weird.
Like no Dodcast. Regrets. Not even one letter.
That's not even pig Latin. What the heck's wrong with you,
dude? Have you been to like a place like New York City where there's like millions of people? People just wear wherever the hell they want.
Yeah, but that way it doesn't embarrass me. That's the point.
Yeah, dude,
happy really Dodcast pay and a picture of my face. Is that what the new merch should be, guys? Is that what it should be?
Yes. No. Yes. That's how we get our names out.
Oh, man. I don't know who that is, but I want to punch him right in the face.
So, wait, hang on a second. We had a second person say yes. So we do have technically people willing to pay.
It's the same person. No, you don't have two people. It's guy. No.
Ellie Yeet said yes, and Corbin said I would pay.
Yes, it's not a commitment. No, we're moving on to the main stories. I apologize to everyone listening. I share Alex's grimace and disdain for whatever this conversation is leading to.
Change.org petition.
I mean,
now.
If Rowan is ready to sign up a full on business plan for two people, Rowan, we need to have talk.
Three now. Mike the Grunty, you are the goat. Come on.
Yeah. So there are business risks and then there are business disasters. And so guess which one you're leading toward? Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes you gotta spend money to make money.
You'd spend money. That's not the best way to go for it. So, all right. We got good things to talk about this week mostly. There's no tragic news, which is nice. Hello to everyone in the chat, by the way. I have a sleeping dog next to me. We're gonna go right into it. Let me share my screen with my friends here so they know what I'm talking about. Share entire screen. Thank you. All righty. Right into it with the big fatty fat news of the week. Rush is back. I wouldn't have called that. No. 2025, full of surprises. And this will be for 2026. It's going to take some time. But honestly, for a shocking breath of fresh air and good news for a reunion tour that, let's be honest, did anyone think this was ever going to happen? No.
I really would have thought they'd be like, without Pert, we're not Rush. So it would be like a principles thing.
So, the legendary Canadian prog rock act's founding members, Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson, will be joined by German drummer Annika Nihlis. Niles Nihlis, I apologize, I do not know the pronunciation, German, who first caught attention on YouTube in the early 2010s and has since toured with Jeff Beck and released albums as a solo act with their backing back band, Neville. Boy, is this the gig of a lifetime. See? Stick with it, drummers. You can have something good happen if you keep with it. Now, we are going to answer a lot of questions probably coming forward that people are thinking right now that have already been asked all over online. If it's not Neil Peart, it's not Rush. And other people are saying, if these two sign off, then yeah, that's probably a pretty good indicator that she can handle it. Probably okay. So, lots of dates were announced, and then they saw the explosion of demand and they said, okay, let's add a dozen more. So they're adding many nights. So it's like they're doing pretty much mini residencies in every city they perform. 4 dates in Los Angeles, a night in Mexico, 4 nights in Texas, gross, 4 nights in Chicago, 4 nights in New York, 4 nights in Toronto, and 2 nights in Ohio. Those Toronto shows will be insane.
You think the New York venue will let me sleep in there so I could just like, I don't have to constantly keep going back in and out.
You have to hide in the ceiling.
It would be cheap. See, if you're already spending that much money for tickets for double nights, you might as well go for broke and get one hotel night.
If I'm giving them all this money, I could just bring a blanket, just lie down on the pit floor in between shows. And, you know, I just hold it, you know, during the show.
Alex,
to anyone else.
What pit floor would you ever want to lie on? Because I can't think of one.
Mm-mm, not a single one. No.
I'm not going to use the blanket to cover myself. I'm just going to use the blanket to put on top of the floor, which I then sleep on.
Well,
we're going to need to bubble wrap you and hand sanitize you constantly, consistently, like a rotisserie chicken, just hand sanitizer.
Okay, no. Rush fans are not deathcore fans. They are not that.
Wait a second, though. The Rush fans are getting older, though. And if they're older, they're getting sloppy. And you know they will be on a lot of substances at this Rush show. Rush is great, but the substances will be all over, especially in Toronto, where there's more substances legal inside venues. So I go back to my question. This is a great thing, but I go back to my question. Yeah, those venue floors are going to be gross, but this is a celebration. By the way, 50 something tour, and it's just a stoplight with some birds. That's adorable. That's all Rush needs to do to get that much excitement with the, and then you have Kenny and just standing there. Hi friends, we're going on tour again. That's it. And they're printing money. They're printing loonies and toonies. And it's just going off right there now. So the quote also today, due to incredible demand, Rush have added extra shows in Los Angeles, Fort Worth, Chicago, New York, Toronto, and Cleveland. Again, this is a lot of dates. They're mini I don't know the last time I saw like a mini residency tour in all these different places. And good for them. They're doing Mexico, US, and Canada. So, yeah,
and it popped up so fast.
Mm-hmm. Makes me wonder if they'll do any other live shows or like appearances. This starts in June of next year, then goes through September, then ends in September in Cleveland. Probably Rock and Roll Hall of Fame related somehow. There's no way they would end in Ohio for other reasons. There's not a chance. So it has to be Rock Hall related somehow. I don't care how, it just has to be. So that being said, let's go through some thoughts on here before we go to chat. I do want to hear the chat's thoughts on this too, because I know a lot of people have them. We'll just go down the horn. Alex, what do you think of the return of Rush with a new drummer and just Rush doing something 50 years in?
Honestly, all across the board, I'm super stoked about this because A, we didn't see it coming, like we all kind of established already. Mm-hmm. B, Annika is super talented. I watched a bunch of her Drumeo stuff recently, yes, and I checked out a lot of her previous work and I'm like, okay, this is rad. She does, you know, the weird time signatures. She's a great fit. And my final thought on this, you know, for now, is the family and all of the Neil Peart camp have completely endorsed this and they've completely signed off on this. So having that blessing, this is going to be an amazing 50 something tour. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited for them.
Awesome. Well said. Rowan, how about you?
No, yeah, I am really excited too. It's just going to give me a chance to see Rush. I've never gotten to see him before. And so I'm just seizing the opportunity while I can. I haven't watched anything from Annika yet, but honestly, if Getty and Alex are confident with her, I mean, like if it's good enough for them, it's gotta be good enough for me, right? It's gotta be good enough for everyone else.
I agree. Yeah, go ahead.
And I would just say too, it's like, I can understand why some people are like, oh, this isn't Rush. I mean, if it was just one of them performing Rush songs, I would say that's maybe not Rush, but I don't know. Maybe it's because of the surviving members and it's being endorsed by Peart's family. I'd say this is valid.
Yeah, I'll say
this. I think that's the biggest thing for me as well, Peart's is that family. The family signed off on it. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to bring this up but it is pertinent. It's not like Chester Bennington's family going, huh? And not being aware of what was going to happen with Linkin Park. Very different situation. But this seems like a labor of love. And also, first of all, Annika is awesome. It's not that not just that she can handle Rush songs. She is a multi-talented drummer. I mean, she can handle all genres and all different styles. So she definitely fits the bill. Also, on top of that, and I know some people are asking this too, there's no plan that I have even heard a hint of that they're going to try to make new music. This is a celebration of Rush 50 years in on a reunion tour that most people probably thought never would happen. Just enjoy for what it is. And I think that's what they're aiming for. This is a positive, happy thing where there are 2/3 of Rush and an amazing drummer are going to like pay tribute to decades of Rush in grand style. And it's going to be trippy. It's going to be a spectacle of a live show with, they're going to bring back like the planetarium lasers and they're going to do the weird stuff live and it's going to trip out the old people and all the arena staff is going to be like, what the heck's going on here that aren't familiar with Rush?
I am hoping they play 2112 in its entirety live. That would be so freaking sick.
Okay. See, since they're doing the residency nights, that could be possible where they do one night in Toronto because they have four. Okay, August 11th is going to be 2112 night. They could do that.
Yeah, like one of my best friends from college, like 2112 is legit one of his favorite albums of all time. And me and him are already getting our tickets for the show. And I just know if they play that song, he's going to scream. This is a 6'4" bodybuilder. And I just know he's going to scream like a little girl. Be like, ah!
So I will say this. Yes, Live Nation Ticketmaster. Yes, the venues. This will cost. I don't think Rush even has a say in how much this will cost, but be prepared to, again, kind of like My Chemical Romance, be prepared to open a line of credit just for these shows.
Take out a bank loan. I don't care.
Yeah, I didn't think our generation would have to be the one that would have to go to bank of loans and like sit down with a loan officer and go, well, I really want to go to this concert and I have a good credit score. Can you help me? And like you have a separate loan for just
I mean, if it's Rush, I mean, like the loan officer would be really cool about it. It'd probably be like, oh, I want to go see Rush. Bro, say no more.
Have you met some of those loan officers?
Get one of them. Yeah. They're like, well, no, I really like Kenny G.
Yeah,
and I don't really brand out past elevator music.
If it was Barbara Streisand, I could take you more seriously, but Rush.
If he says if it was Barbara Streisand, I'm walking out of that bank. I'm not giving you my money.
Yes. By the way, yes, that is exactly what it is, too. That is bank lobby music, okay? Barbara Streisand and Kenny G, that's what they listen to. They're not listening to Tom Sawyer. They're not. Okay, so
a really cool thing that I'm stoked about.
You're not listening to the music that they play at the bank at home, though, right?
Maybe. Alex, go ahead. They might. Alex, go ahead.
I lost my train of thought. Oh, so another really cool part about this tour that I'm really stoked about is Geddy Lee said that they're going to be bringing backing performers for it so that they can really just dig down and have fun and really let loose a little bit more. And I'm really excited to see that. And I'm excited for them. I don't remember the exact verbiage he used, but he said something to the effect of, we want it to be fun and we would want to let loose a little bit more. And we really want to bring the full sound to life. So I'm excited all around. Everything I've heard so far about this is going to be super rad.
Okay. Business proposal time. My business analytic mind. You see the residency shows, right? You know what would fit the bill perfectly for what they would do for one of these residency shows for four shows? The Sphere in Vegas. And that would sell. And having all that imagery with Rush going nuts, that would sell out for four nights.
That would be super rad.
Yeah.
That would be insane.
I'm surprised they wouldn't even at least try for something like that, even if it's the end of August or something. Because again, it's inside too, so I don't have to worry about the stank heat in Vegas. But that would, again, print loonies and toonies. So that's
maybe
all that would
be like. Maybe that'll be like something that's like
the surprise.
I don't know. Maybe it'll be some sort of surprise, like an announcement of a second leg, something like that. Yeah.
Because again, like that, like from what I understand, the Sphere is not going to sit as many as a full arena. But at the same time, that is a novelty in itself for something like this. People would travel to Vegas just for one of those shows.
Yeah. Or maybe like the Sphere will see how much this is selling for, like at these venues, and they'll reach out to Rush's team.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Like, yeah, we do this together. We will print money.
Probably. I mean, Vegas is expensive as it is. Alex could attest to that. We'll talk Vegas a little later as well for some other news coming up. But yeah, this is all good. This is the type of stuff that does make me happy that after tragedy can happen, especially to something significant in the rock world, something else can still come and it not be a tinted or like a flawed thing. You know, people could just come to celebrate Rush and the music and enjoy it and see a big spectacle. You know,
this doesn't feel just like a very shallow cash grab.
Correct.
No. And it's also, they've made it very clear. It's a way to honor.
Yes.
Your part and to carry on that legacy.
Mm-hmm. And I think they will. I think that'll also, I'll say this too, like, there are so many people, like when a band member passes away or leaves and there's the argument, oh, you can't replace them, blah, blah, blah. Rush has a unique thing because, again, Neil was the songwriter for so much of this. They're not trying to make new music. They're just trying to play the music that he wrote again. So that is alleviated for that right there. There's a lot of positive things that I think they already planned out, and they did this in a very peaceful, calm way. They haven't really promised anything else besides all these dates. And now that they're seeing how much they're doing, I want a cut of the Sphere money. Okay. If this was my idea publicly, I should get like at least cop tickets and a flights in and to get to shoot the show. Okay. That's nothing to them. I don't want to hear like that's a big loss for them. That's nothing. So,
it's just like, I mean, like if we fly you out there, that's one seat we're not making a profit.
Get out of here. I won't sit down then. You know what? I won't even sit down. I'll just wander around. There you go. So I do like somebody else said in the chat, it already passed up. Sorry, I didn't see who said it. Like people also wonder because again, bands getting older, 50 years of this, how is Geddy going to sound? Fair question. I mean, that'll be happening for anyone 50 years into the career, but I won't pass judgment on that until I hear it, you know, once live footage is posted. People would say the same thing about anyone. People try to say that like, oh, is Rob Halford still sound as good now that he's in his 70s? Yes, he certainly does.
We can also look at Ozzy. He sounded phenomenal all the way up until the beginning.
Until he sounded two weeks before so he passed. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So Geddy Lee just seems like those guys who goes out of their way to take care of themselves.
Yeah. You don't hear the horror stories about Geddy Lee, which is nice.
You don't. Yeah. Yeah.
Or anyone in Rush. Have there been true horror stories about anyone in Rush? I'm asking. I don't have the answers to that. You don't hear about like the Motley Crue tragic garbage for something like Rush, you know? It'd be weird if you did. Like you like if you heard it, you'd be like, what? That's not true. Stop making stuff up.
Yeah, the Canadian, they are like aggressively polite.
I guess.
Well, and they were always more about the music. Go figure as a band.
Yeah, I know, right? And yes, they definitely were more of a focus towards the music itself, not the party lifestyle. I can't imagine like Ragers backstage at the Rush concert, you know, with like kegs and lines of Coke all in the back for Rush. Sorry. Ooh, maybe that's how he played all those drums so good. Kidding. That was a joke.
Doesn't last that long. That's not what happened.
I guess that's why there were so many drums. They just sat him in that circle. All right, 1 hour. Let's go.
All right, come on. You got to let off some of this energy. Let's go.
And then he went back to bed. He sleeps 23 hours a day, and they just pop him in his drum circle. I'm awake. Bam, 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 bam. Alongside our fake Rush memories, like the Cheetos Tiger from Family Guy. Goodness, that's a throwback. Woof.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's cheesy.
Yes. So get that tour started. Tour. Yeah. All the live shows of the Rush show just include remixes of Roll the Bones, the song. I don't know about remixes. I'm willing to bet a lot of these songs will have elongated jam sessions. Just the band going nuts for an extra 10 minutes to a glorified drum circle and drum and bass combo, and everyone just clapping along. Again, nothing mean towards the audience. There's going to be a lot of older, like fish heads and Grateful Dead level audience members coming onto this side saying, yeah, let's honor Rush, and come in thinking they're on another galaxy because they're already pre-gaming to the point of oblivion. You know, it's going to be like that a little bit for some of these shows, just a little.
Probably.
Yeah. So
I don't think we're going to have any like crazy mosh pits or any, you know, crazy.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Well, I don't think they're going to have Knock Loose open for Rush. I'm pretty sure.
I'm just like that sure. One prick in a mosh. It's like trying to start a mosh pit.
I think even though like old school diehards are going to be like, whoa, yeah. it's going to be.
That quote, is going to be said a lot at every show. Yeah.
That exact demeanor.
Mm-hmm. So, that's another good one. At least the band members don't hate each other like other band members like CCR and other things. Yeah, that's true. You never hear about the infighting with Rush. It's, you know, so that's nice too. So again, everything's peaceful. This is a good thing. I don't remember when they said tickets go on sale. Apologies for that. I don't have that in the notes right here. Sale beginning Friday, October 10th at 12 p.m. So pretty soon. And then, City card members, that's pre-sale. Regular sale, October 13th. So if you have a city card, you get a general on ticket Friday, October 17th. So pre-sale and then general ticket October 17th. So if you want to get that bank loan, you got a little bit of a week. If you go to city, though, like with city card, you get that bank loan there. You get pre-access, too. See, we're helping you out. Get that bank loan.
Can you open a new card in a day?
Probably. If you have decent credit score, they're willing to give those out if you sit down, and as long as you don't have like a history of bankruptcy and fraud. So please support the podcast The Rock through Super Chat so we can help pay off someone's debt. Yikes. That being said, let us know your thoughts on Rush in the comments. Again, this is nice stuff. Oh, someone just said on Ticketmaster, yes, that is true. Oh, the queue for Rush. That's sad. See, it's funny for me when I see bands and like Taylor Swift and all this other stuff. It's like all these people fighting. I don't want to see people fighting for Rush tickets in a long queue of 100,000 people. That sucks.
At least it's not in person, like back in the day. That's like, what true. Do you mean I'm 1,001?
Yeah, that's...
Well, you know, honestly, to be honest, I have never known that time, really. But I don't know. I feel like just because I've had to deal with bots who mass buy tickets and then resell them. I don't know. At least when you're sitting online, you don't have like that one jerk buying like 100 tickets, you know?
For the record, I never saw the lines either. I am not. I'm thinking like to Led Zeppelin documentaries, and I was definitely not around then.
Yeah.
Well,
back in my day, tickets were printed on straw, and you had to ride on horseback to go get them.
Well, my parents tell me that like when they were teenagers, like they would, the tickets, like you had to go to like a record store or a music store, yes. And like you would hope that you would get like a voucher for a ticket or something like that.
My grandparents.
I do remember.
Go ahead, Alex. Go ahead.
I want to hear about your grandparents, Luke. Okay. I remember when Nine Inch Nails a couple years ago did a pre-sale or something where you had to physically go to the venue and get in line to be one of the first, you know, X hundred people to get those tickets. That was a cool concept. That was harkening back to the Led Zeppelin documentaries I'm thinking about. Like there were people camped out the night before to get these Nine Inch Nails tickets.
Yeah, I'm not saying people won't either. I'm just saying I don't think they will anymore. And like for something like this, now that Live Nation and Ticketmaster already have their greedy little mitts in it already, no, they're going to feed you right to those queues, right to those digital queues where they have you. They got you. And they'll give that timer saying, if you don't buy now, your tickets won't be, but we're going to go to someone else. You don't want to miss out, do you?
And yeah, you got to race through face. The queue. God forbid you your internet goes or something.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So that being said, they are indeed in a rush. Get it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we will bring you more Rush news if they do announce the Sphere. We're getting a cut. I don't know how, but it was our idea. Speaking of getting a cut, we now know that Bring Me the Horizon's going to get a big fatty cut with their upcoming tour, Leg 2. And they're headlining the DWP festivals this spring, Sonic Temple and Welcome to Rockville. Personally, I've seen Bring Me the Horizon many times live at DWP festivals. They just headlined Aftershock. We'll get to Aftershock news in a bit. They definitely have made their case and do make sense, in my opinion, as a headliner for a four-day festival.
Yeah.
So the last time I saw them live, I believe was Sick New World in 2024. I believe that was the last time I saw them live. Their upstage presence, their production value is headliner worthy. No arguments. Alex, you could probably attest to that too. Like what you want to say. I'll ask you too. Alex, do you think Bring Me the Horizon as a headliner is a worthy headliner for 2026?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Seeing them start where we saw them start years and years and years ago and how we've seen them progress from here. This is one of those stories that we always talk about where I'm like, this was the opener and now they're headlining festivals. This Correct. Is one of those moments. Bring Me the Horizon. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Rowan, how about you?
No, yeah, same thing as Alex. They've been active now for nearly 20 years and it's just insane to what they have gotten to now. They are probably like one of the most popular metal acts like current.
Yeah.
At least one of the newer ones.
Yeah, for sure. And again, this isn't even home soil for them either. And they're still doing it that big here, which is great. I mean, the first time I saw them live was, I believe, was 2013 when they were opening or like direct support for A Day to Remember. Okay.
Yeah, that was 2013. That would have been like then when Sempiternal released.
A year
that,
after
right?
Sempiternal. And
yeah, that was kind of like when they were first getting traction.
And the thing about that is, A Day to Remember has never headlined a DWP festival. All those bands that Bring Me the Horizon has supported over the years, never headlined. Bring Me the Horizon now is. That's also a testament to how far they've come. And my statement now, because if you're in a lot of the festival groups, I'm still a part of them because I used to work like these festivals and like for photos and things like that. You will see many a boomer very angry that they're not getting their boomer medal as a headliner.
Oh.
It's bad because they announced My Chemical Romance and Bring Me the Horizon as two of the headliners for two of the biggest festivals in the country in the United States for rock and metal.
Did I ever tell either of you guys this? So when I was younger, I was more active on metal forums and just like sites. And I never got to say how much I love Bring Me the Horizon, because as soon as I did it, like they would just all dogpile on me saying that I don't know metal and that my opinion sucks. And it just became like a thing where it's like I just wasn't even comfortable even saying I liked Bring Me the Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yes, I believe that. And that will still happen today.
Yeah.
We still have a ton of gatekeepers.
Thankfully, now I don't care about their opinion anymore. But 13-year-old me, different story.
Sure.
Yeah, you were just a kid. You were you were a kid.
That was only 5 years. That was only 5 years ago. So, yeah.
It was last week. What?
It's like, oh, bring me the Rise of Metal. You gotta listen to some Mayhem, kid, then get back to us.
Well, that's that's the argument a lot of these angry people are saying. They want Slayer again. Where's the Slayer? Why can't they do Metallica again? It's like, okay, the argument from my side of this, and whether you not take a side for the part, whether you think it's emo or metal, take that apart. Okay. We're trying to get new bands as headliners. Because we can't see when the same bands over and over again that DWP and other festival companies were doing in the 2010s, where festival lineups were almost identical for years. Now they're trying to get some fresh blood. And these audiences and these companies, they aren't matching the same way as the same ages progress. Meaning the boomers who keep angrily demanding the same bands aren't the core audience they're targeting anymore. They're not targeting the 55-year-olds.
It's like what they consider metal had like a cutoff date or something. It's like, bro, like, do you just expect the bands you like just to be touring forever?
Yes.
Like, eventually you're going to have to like pick up some new stuff because that's all that's left.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, this is not new. We had big festivals and big gatherings. I mean, I think the internet is to blame with people getting obviously more brash, but also just the constant resurgence of the same old, same old, same old over and over and over. Because if you think way back to like all of the headbanger festivals and stuff that they had in the 80s and then up through the 90s. Yeah, in the 80s, you probably saw Motley Crue headlining all of the headbanger festivals, blah, 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 whatever. But then once we started transitioning into grunge and we started hearing new sounds, obviously they fell off. It's always been a consistent changeover of what is hot right now and what are people really vibing with right now. For a few years there, we didn't really see that. Now we're starting to kind of see like, okay, yeah, Bring Me the Horizon's been around for a long time and they're really getting a lot of traction and they have a solid audience. Like, let's start moving them up. We can still have, you know, like the Rob Zombies here and there. We can have these legacy acts, but let's give these other newer guys more space.
Correct. I well said with that too. Last year, or this year technically, Download, when they had Sleep Token, boy was there backlash, and look how well it turned out. I mean, it wasn't even an argument after all that happened. It was money on money. Everyone that was happy that was there proved it can happen. And also Download had Green Day, so you can't say they didn't have an older act as well. Something like this, we don't know the other headliners. We don't know the full lineups yet for these festivals. So I think Bring Me the Horizon, they proved they can do it at Aftershock. They can do it with these two in Boring, Ohio and Stank, Florida. Yes, I use those acronyms and descriptions correctly. Also, the tour will be going through the U.S., the arena tour with Motionless in White and The Plot in You. Bit like actual arena tour, like NHL and NBA arenas. That's big. That's another rock band and metal band that's getting the arena tour. You know, it's so nice to see this happening again. They're going through all like different areas. They're coming somewhat near me on the East Coast. They're going back to my home in St. Louis. They start that in April in Canada. They have two Canada dates. They go through the US and then they end with Columbus, Ohio, Sonic Temple on the 16th. So that's the finale of that tour leg. I'm sure they're going to do something bonkers. There's no way they wouldn't to finish off a tour like that. I'll say this too. I'm excited for that. Tickets go on sale, general sale this Friday, October 10th. Also, again, while you're getting your loan for that Rush tour, just go ahead and see if you can also expand it for Bring Me the Horizon tickets. Probably won't be as expensive, but still up there. Does that make sense? Yeah. Cause it is Ticketmaster. I don't know how else nicely to say it. It definitely is going to keep doing that as well. But good stuff.
Absolutely. So I have to say this because it completely reminds me of this, because I've been going to festivals since I was like 12, right? Like, I started going to these shows really young and just kind of finding myself in this rock and this metal area here. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing, regardless of how you feel about them, this is just a perfect example of giving the little guys a shot. I remember seeing Five Finger Death Punch on a teeny tiny side stage while we had, you know, like Korn or Rob Zombie or whomever headlining the festival itself. Five Finger Death Punch were these little tiny babies over here in the corner. Nobody was like, oh, Five Finger, what? And then 10 years later, boom, they're headlining these massive festivals, these massive tours. They're on all of DWPs.
Yes.
That's what we need to see more of, is these little guys who, you know, they gain a following. They gain all of these fans. They reach an audience. They need to be given more of that, you know, upward trajectory. Bring Me the Horizon totally reminds me of that. Not musically, not anything of the sort, just the transition.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's just the natural transition when it comes to being a band, or at least a successful one. You build your audience, you prove your worth, and you play bigger and bigger shows, really. Mm-hmm. That just proves that what you're doing is working.
But it's not real metal and I want Metallica again. That's the argument. So,
oh God. Yeah. And those people, I have a bridge I like to sell you.
Well, more like Ticketmaster. What? Okay. Some of the jokes in the chat have to actually make sense. Okay. We deal with bad jokes, but they have to make some logic if you're going to try to tell a joke in the chat. Thank you. Moving on.
Hey, you got one left though.
As we move on, we're going to go to two different stories. The way I have it listed out, one is technically not a bad thing, but more of a surprise. This is Rowan's going to cover this one. Remember how 2025 is the year of drummer drama and drummers just can't stay in a band? Well, guess what?
You want me to go now?
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, not just the whole crazy thing with the drummers this year, but Trivium this year has had a pretty eventful year, right? Yeah. With everything with Bullet for My Valentine. Well, like them and all of us were in for a shock last week as longtime drummer Alex Bent has announced that he is stepping away from the band. And for anyone who doesn't know, Alex has been with the band for nearly 10 years now. He joined back in 2016. He's been on three of their albums so far, starting with The Sin and The Sentence back in 2017. And he said on social media recently, here, let me find it.
I got it on screen too.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. I am beyond grateful for the incredible past 9 years of Trivium, filled with unforgettable moments, music, and friendships that I'll always carry with me. I'm so proud of every record and tour we've created together, and I know Trivium will continue to dominate the world. They'll always have my support. While this chapter has come to a close, this is by no means the end of my path as a musician. I'm excited for this new chapter, and I look forward to continuing creating, performing, and sharing music in new ways. Thank you to everyone who has supported me along the way. Your encouragement means the world. Very, very civil, very respectful response. And honestly, from everything we've seen, there's no bad feelings with the rest of the band.
No.
Same day, Trivium said on their official account that they thank Alex for all of his work and they hope for the best with him. Corey, their guitarist, said definitely was not something we were expecting, but it's like when shit happens, you just got to kind of buckle down and figure this out. And they've already got the replacement. Actually, they were playing Aftershock this weekend. And I mean, like, just with the timing, that probably wasn't, it was probably stressful, but they brought in Sepultura's drummer, Grayson Necrodeman. I am so sorry if I'm mispronouncing that name, but he killed it. I have a friend who went to that show and he took some videos. They sounded great. Like, he had a great time. And
No, go ahead. Finish what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, no. And so Grayson has been signed on for the tour they're starting later this year. This is like also a few weeks before the release of their EP right now. So that's going to be the last recorded music that Alex ever has done with Trivium. So, you know, again, very surprising, but it seems that everything kind of like has, it's been completely amicable. Paolo even said after Aftershock, we wanted him to lead how he'd like to handle it. I feel like we ended on great terms.
Yeah.
You couldn't ask for a better exit.
I agree. And Alex is an amazing, he's the one that revitalized Trivium when he joined the band and started a streak of great albums for Trivium deep into their career. Hard man to replace. I don't know if the Sepultura drum is going to be a permanent stay or just with this tour, but regardless, Go ahead.
Actually, I do have an answer for that. Yeah, no, he's just for this tour. He's okay. Already said that he's going back to Sepultura for their 2026 tour. So this is not permanent. At least I don't think so.
Also, Sepultura has their own drummer drama as well. Because I was going to say, if he leaves, that means they've lost two drummers in roughly 3 or 4 years with Eloy and then with this. But this is not permanent. So that's okay. Love Trivium. They have the Spinal Tap curse. Their drummers cannot last, and it sucks. But
I actually had that in my notes. Mm-hmm. Like Spinal Tap, Trivium has lost yet another drummer.
This guy did not die, thankfully. So that's a big deal. So, Alex, any thoughts on Alex leaving Trivium?
Just glad it's on good terms. We don't have to have any more of this drama. And he said, she said, they suck, I suck. You know, I'm glad it's not any of that.
Yeah. This is the year for that too. So it's nice that this one is at least peaceful and amicable. It could be for other like legit reasons, not like they were at each other's throats or they couldn't agree on other things. You know, life happens. And he was a part of the band, got a Grammy nomination, tons of success on the road touring. He made a name for himself with Trivium. He has nothing else to prove if he never plays with another band again, but we already know he will. He already said he has other things in plan, so I'm sure he'll be itching to get back once again. So we shall see who will be the new permanent Trivium drummer in months to come. Trivium's going on tour still with Ginger later this year, and that's a fun tour as well. You should check that one out. Speaking of other things you should check out, Hayley Williams has decided to call out trashy racists. And we at the podcast at Rocks love when that happens. So, Alex, I want you to take lead and tell us all about what Hayley Williams did and why we should be applauding her and calling out trashy racist behavior.
So, Hayley Williams, surprise, released a full album earlier this year, solo. We talked about one of the tracks because she released all of them one after the other, kind of secretly on her website, but it wasn't a proper album. And then she was like, okay, just kidding, I'm putting them all together. Here's the proper order. It's a full album now. So it's Ego Death at a bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. Say that 5 times fast. And on the title track, Hayley Williams calls out a racist country singer. And people are like, oh, I wonder who she's talking about. And Hayley Williams is from the South. So, you know, she could have been referring to a lot of people, but she did in fact confirm that it was Morgan Wallen.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, Hayley Williams is known for speaking out against, you know, systemic racism or LGBTQ+ issues or racist country bar owners, right? Or country singers. So I'm really stoked that she actually said, like, with no qualms, she didn't hold back at all. She's like, yeah, that's about Morgan Wallen.
Mm-hmm.
And we know he's got a history of like racism,
a continued history with no real apologies for his rampant racism and remarks either. So I'm fine with this. And this kind of leads into a side topic because we mentioned briefly that we know Bad Bunny's going to be performing at the Super Bowl, and everyone who doesn't understand who Bad Bunny is real angry that it's not a old white Texan singing country or classic rock songs, even though that hasn't happened in a while at the Super Bowl anyway, even though the Super Bowl has had many other foreign artists, and even though Bad Bunny is 100% American, fourth generation American, to be honest, and he's never lived outside of America. Morgan Wallen was one of the names floaters, like, well, what about Morgan Wallen? Well, Alex did a little research or found an image. You see what we're looking at right now? These are some big name country artists. Kid Rock, Jelly Roll, Morgan Wallen, Jason Aldean. Yeah, it does suck. I really don't hate Jelly Roll. Not a fan, but I don't hate him. He does not belong in this Mount Rushmore of trash. Okay, he doesn't. That being said, I have to zoom in the best I can if it'll allow me. You see the monthly listeners on the biggest streaming platform, sucky Spotify. 5.8 million, that's 22.9 million. Yeah, 34.8 million for Morgan Wallen. Really, people? Jason Aldean, 11.3 million. Alex, can you read the number if you can see it for how much there is for Bad Bunny?
Can't see it, but I think it was like 78.
You got it. 78.5 million. What does that mean? More than all four combined. I'm pretty sure the NFL chose Bad Bunny for a solid reason. Pretty sure.
You know, I think they were onto something here. Like, what a concept. And I'm going to totally echo your sentiments, Luke. Jelly Roll. I've heard nothing but good things about him as a person. I'm not ready to go stream him on Spotify. I mean, whatever. I have nothing against him personally.
Yeah.
But he's getting lumped in, unfortunately, with this terrible, terrible crowd. But
yes.
I'm glad they went with Bad Bunny over these guys.
Absolutely. And going back to what we're talking about with Morgan Wallen, the more of the rock and alternative side calling out the trash, I'm for. Do that all day. Get more bands doing that, please. So, Rowan, any thoughts? Go ahead, Alex.
I was just going to say the same thing again. I think we need more of this, like Hayley Williams using her platform to speak out against systemic racism, against LGBTQ plus issues and all of these things, especially coming from the South, where she gets to see a lot more of it than some of us do. I love that she is brave and she uses her platform for good.
Yeah.
And I wish we could see more artists doing that.
Absolutely. Rowan, any thoughts on Morgan Wallen being trash and Hayley Williams calling it out?
I mean, like, honestly, I kind of agree because like I do not really listen to country whatsoever. And the only times I ever even hear Morgan Wallen's name is when he says something racist and gets crap for it.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I even heard of the guy was back in like 2021, I want to say, when he said like the N-word right before he was going to get on SNL and they like removed him and then he apologized. And I mean, like, if he apologized and it never happened again, I could write that off as like you did something stupid and you learned from it. But the fact that you happen that you do it over and it's over again, habit. It's just like, yeah, exactly. It's like a thing where it's like, okay, yeah, no, you just apologize because you got in trouble for it. Screw you.
Yes. It's like Kid Rock. He never actually apologized. He's just acknowledged that he was called out for it. Yeah, I know it was bad, but it doesn't really say sorry, doesn't like try to change it, because Kid Rock's gone on many homophobic slur rants for
being
years
sorry
and years and
is
years.
Like learning from it and not repeating it. When if you did that, I would accept the apology, but no.
Yeah. Also, Kid Rock is playing 4 shows a year at most in glorified middle of nowhere, and he draws his like trashy audience. Sorry if you're a Kid Rock fan in 2025, I'm not going to be able to label you anything else.
It's got to be a regional thing, honestly, because like here in New York, I don't hear or see a single Kid Rock, Morgan Wallen or any other country artist in the wild whatsoever. It's always like rap artists or rock artists that I like come across. It's like,
see, on the East Coast, you'll get
the country fans.
East Coast, you'll get country fans, but it's like the younger pop country fans now. You're not the Morgan Wallen. So you have to go deep south to get the Morgan Wallen love. However, Hayley Williams still gets a lot of good attention all over.
Yeah.
So
what a concept, actually being a good human and an awesome artist.
Yeah, well, yeah, but this guy's American. She's American. What's the, but he's real American. That is the actual argument, by the way, for some of these people. He's a patriot. That's not the way you want to go with that. So
I don't think that word means what you think it means.
No, it does not. Using the accurate like adjective patriot or as an adjective is not the label you think you're giving. So,
thank God.
Anyway, hats off to Hayley Williams. Go listen to that new album, especially where she calls out that. By the way, I do want to read the quote. Or Alex, you read the quote. Do you see what I'm highlighting on screen right now? That was the big quote that went with the article.
Let me see. It could be a couple, but I'm always talking about Morgan Wallen. I don't give a beep, she said. Find me at Whole Foods, beep. I don't care.
So if Morgan Wallen ever actually takes a shower, I can go into a Whole Foods. There could be a good little fight, and that'll be some TikTok gold right there.
Someone go on to Sora and put in that prompt.
Mm-hmm.
Catch and if me you do have bunny. Sora, give me the invite code because I want in on that.
Catch me at Whole Foods.
So catch me outside.
At the Whole Foods parking lot.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll see you at the Whole Foods.
Like a wrestler promo. Yeah. Well, that Morgan Wallen audience might actually understand that a little more, but that's besides the point. We now move on to a little bit of discussion. I know we're like going in overtime. We'll try to go a little faster. Aftershock happened this past weekend, so I want to talk about a few things. One, band performances, like 95%, all went off without any issue. People love the performances. That's not the issue. Number one, it's proving to be more and more unsafe if you go to Aftershock. I'm not going to even go through the many, 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 many car like break-ins. Like, I'm not talking just a few, like by the hundreds, cars getting smashed and looted. And like, this is not an easy to get to park. So if you have to park and walk, you have to park a ways. So that's part of it. There were
just
other
is how I learned how long it takes to walk a mile
and how fast you can walk in the pitch black, like dark
over
dark.
A bridge, yeah. Over oh, a God. River. Yeah, and I learned how fast I can walk a mile at Aftershock.
And the dusty dark too. That is a dusty park. That's my biggest issue.
You have like your phone flashlight on.
Oh, everyone does.
Just holding it in front of you.
Oh, see, yeah. That's the thing. Everyone does, and it's still pitch black because it's in the middle of a like a park in that middle side, and it's nuts. Anyway. That being said, my issues with the park itself are not the biggest concern. Chat, you got 60 seconds. Apparently, Korn has more issues again. There was a man, while Korn was playing at Aftershock again, this time a different person. He apparently ran into the pit with his hand on his corn cob, started trying to go after people, and trying to, presents the microphone to people around the pits and getting it on them. After a while, it's unclear if it was before or after anything happened during that event, he took his hand and started pepper spraying people. This happened while Korn was playing. This is the second event where a Korn fan lost his mind and became what do I want to call this? A monster. I'm just going to say a monster. So I say this without any offense to Korn. What is going on with Korn fans? This is only one Reddit thread. There are photos on Facebook and other places where they got images of the guy. No, I will not be showing them.
You know, if I had a nickel for every time someone beat it at a Korn concert, I would have two nickels, which isn't a lot, but it's weird it happened twice, right?
Yes.
That is way too many nickels.
Yes, that is also appropriate use of the quote and way too many nickels. Also, this makes the first guy at the System and Korn show, he's not the worst. He was just out of his mind. He got punched and carried out. This guy came in with a game plan. He came in with pepper spray to do it. That's way worse.
Oh my God. I'm disgusted. Like, yeah. This is full on, full blown. No, unacceptable across the board. Gross.
It's not public shaming at this point. This actually requires public beatdown, restraint. You know, it's so bad. And also, I say this and then we'll end the conversation and move on. If I was Korn's publicist, I wouldn't know what to do about this because you can't call it out because that might encourage more behavior. But your band keeps making national news for the worst reasons imaginable. What do you do?
I'd say nothing. I mean, like, what are you going to say? Oh, we're going to be more careful. I mean, like,
yeah, it's not Korn is not encouraging any of this. Yeah. And also, my wife definitely agrees with me on this statement. Korn is not baby making metal. It's not sexy music. It has never been sexy music.
You listen to trash. And it's like I'm in the mood now. Come on.
I apparently, the bagpipes and the scat singing and the kilt, they do it for some people, apparently.
Dude, whatever floats your boat.
No, no, shame. No, definite shame. We will shame. Yeah,
No. I'm saying if it floats your boat at home, hell yeah, good for you.
Yeah, if you
do not bring it in public.
You bought a festival ticket and smuggled in pepper spray to do that. Man, Korn deserves better. Yowza. That was way more than 60 seconds. Way more. Don't blame Korn. No, we are not blaming Korn, by the way. That sucks. Now we're gonna be brief. I apologize. We've been rambling, we've been talking, but we've had good things to talk about except for that last story. Sorry. Here's a good thing to talk about. Sick New World is coming back 2026. We don't have the exact date yet, but System of a Down's gonna be there because Serge confirmed it himself when he was doing a meet and greet. And you know what? That's the cool way to do it. Nice little interview. It's on Reddit. It's all over right now. Many articles are playing it. Sick New World, most likely at the same Las Vegas New Metal Grounds, or New Metal Grounds, Las Vegas Grounds where they have When We Were Young. It's the same company. Don't know about the rest of the lineup. I hope we get dates soon. I loved it in 2024. There were some issues for sure with the structure of it, but at the same time, I said as soon as it was over, I would go again. Easily.
So, honestly, it became my favorite festival. I went year one, year two, super sad. Year three could not happen because people got greedy. I love Sick New World, and I am so stoked that we have confirmation.
Yes, it is the, like, it's so far, it's been one day festival. I don't know if they'll do 2 days or not, like, because like they do when we were young. But in one day, you could see more bands that you would ever see at any other festival because of the rotating stages, because of the organization for that. It works. And as long as they have it like in early April again, before the stank heat of Las Vegas comes out, it's perfect. The weather was amazing in April in 2024. Like you could actually breathe and you weren't getting third degree sunburn by 10 a.m. So
it's a dry heat. It's fine.
The sun's still there. Even I knew that.
But wear a hat.
A big hat. Yes. One of those big ones with a huge brim.
Yeah, like a sombrero.
Yeah, there you
like
go.
The sheriff on Scary Movie, where it just keeps getting bigger.
Yeah, keeps getting bigger. Exactly. Yeah, just walk around with that. People might laugh at you first, but you're going to make a lot of friends where they're trying to. Oh, and you could charge
actually,
them.
What if you got, like,
you want to stand in my shade? That's $5. Yeah.
Oh wait, actually, I'll do you one better. In Despicable Me 2, there is a sombrero that's also a guacamole bowl, so you could just like take a piece of your hat as a giant chip.
That's a Simpsons.
Just dip it.
It's a Simpsons bit too, like a nacho hat, and like in the center of the hat's the cheese. You just go.
I'm gonna tell y'all something exactly. About you know out west, it gets really hot and the sun beats down on you. Don't want avocados in that, I promise you. You
that
do
might
not.
Be onto something. Yeah. Also, birds and stuff like that too. I don't know. We'll be outdoor all day.
A bird just like comes. It's like,
yeah. And you can't like really protect yourself that way. But regardless,
you a monster jumping on your head.
You
out
a
here.
Monster in Vegas? I don't know. That's a pretty good show. Now that I think about it, however,
or like some fan gets like feral and hungry and just tackles you. And takes the hat.
Well, okay. Well, Alex knows my statement of this for years with the food and beverage prices at Sick New World and like just the festival food. Yeah, I'm probably sure someone is going to try to sneak a bite out of your hat.
I would.
Yeah.
That's a phrase.
Well, it makes sense in our context.
It does.
Yeah. So I'm hopeful that when We Were Young happens this month, the last few years, it's been announced roughly around that time. So I'm hopeful for dates, the lineup, whoever the other headliner is. It'd be awesome if they did a 2 day thing like When We Were Young does, like they just have all the bands play 2 days, that type of thing. Don't know if it'll happen, but if we get another Sick New World Day, I'm happy.
So, me too.
Mm-hmm. Rowan, we'll sneak you in a bag.
Easily.
Yeah, we'll figure out a way to get you in there. Might have to be real quiet.
So,
yeah, that's just my tripod. Like, I've got many legs.
How much do you think you can like deadlift? If I just like curl up like a bowling ball into your backpack and you're just kind of like,
no, I could hit. See, like, we carry backpacks anyway. That's not the issue. And the thing is, they check the bags. So, like, I'll have to be a distraction type thing. Like, we're check one bag, Alex distracts. Sneak the other bag in and then we're in.
Oh, no.
We're fine. They don't care anymore.
Or I do stay in the bag. And as soon as the security guy opens it, I just look at it. It's like, hi, how are you? He screams. And during the confusion, I just run inside.
It's my stunt double.
I'm the recording equipment. Beep, boop. Yeah. So I will say this, though, like it's not like other festivals. There might be a chance we get more than one person in. So again, it's gonna like I'll fight. Like if that happens, I would fight for everyone I can to get in. You guys, my wife, put you all to work.
Bet.
Yeah. Gretchen would, depending on the lineup, Gretchen would want to go. I don't know if Gretchen's still listening or not, but I know she would want to go for that because again, it is fun. It's a lot of people, but it's fun. Getting out's
so
a little.
Fun. I love it.
Yeah, it's fun. Getting out's a little nuts, but if you're ever a group, it's a lot easier. So we'll find out. We'll bring up our Sick New World shenanigans as they arise. Finally, this will be our last thing again. Did you guys have a few minutes to go a little extra?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Thanks for going into overtime.
Thank you. I know. Like we did get talkative on a lot of this stuff, but this is mostly good stuff. We now
stuff.
Like
it's
we
not
now,
terrible.
No, it's not. But now
we got into the discussion. That's fine.
Yes. Now we get to one of the most terrible lists we've seen in a while that was announced today from Rolling Stone. Yeah. So
never mind. I have to go right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, seriously, I just remember my whoa. I have to pick up my grandmother from the airport.
Who were the two people in chat talking about this the most? You two. Well, guess what? Rolling Stone
made me so mad.
It made me confused. So I'm gonna like explain it. This is just a screenshot of the top 10 greatest songs of the 21st century so far. They did the top 250. 250, the top 250 songs of the 21st century so far. These are the 10 best. Number 10.
The placement sucks.
Yeah. Frank Ocean, Britney Spears, Radiohead, Kendrick Lamar, Robin, Taylor Swift. Also, some of the names, like the songs for these people's choices, even if what the bands were right, are odd choices too. Taylor Swift, All Too Well at number 5. The White Stripes, Seven Nation Army, number 4. Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, Crazy in Love, number 3. Number 2, Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Maps, odd choice for the second best song of the 21st century, but okay. And number 1, Missy Elliott with Get Your Freak On, the best song of the last 25 years. Thoughts?
I mean,
it's not just,
I'm not going to lie, that Missy Elliott song is good, but Not number one.
In 25 years of music, not number one. The whole 250 song list and placement was pissing me off. Chat, just to give you some context, Shaboozy's Bar Song was the spot just ahead of Kid Cudi's Day and Night. Which, what the hell?
It's all over the place. It was made by many people at the Rolling Stone. Like, many people
Little
like
Uzi songs Vert,
and then they ranked them oddly.
Cracked the top 50.
Yeah. And it's not even just like the rankings of the songs, but some of the song choices. I explained it to these two. It's like they took all the top 40 hit chart, the top 40 charts of every year, but didn't like take the top songs of the top 40 charts. Just took random ones from that, like number 37 from this year, and put it on the list. It's so random.
Yeah.
So we'll go really quick. Alex, overall thoughts? A plus? A minus?
No. This is like this is a full on F. Yeah. I was expecting to at least see more like Britney Spears or Lady Gaga, because we know Rolling Stones and
Lady Gaga did not get a lot of love on this list, by the way.
No, there was only like 2 Lady Gaga songs on the whole thing, and that makes me so angry. I know we weren't going to get rock or metal, but the entire list outside of that fact was horrible.
And some of the rock and metal choices, some were fine, but some were like, really? That's the one? Yeah. Huh? Okay.
That song? Yeah, you picked that song.
Yeah.
Also, like, Chet, I was like talking to this I was talking about this to them like right before we got on the call. Like, I feel like also when it comes to making this list, you would also judge it based on like cultural impact. I feel like there are songs that have come out that had a lot more staying power than what's in the top 10 here.
Yeah. And my thing is like, if you're going to pick Beyonce, Crazy in Love, okay. The White Stripes, Seven Nation Army, fine. Kendrick Lamar, all right. Really? That's the Kendrick Lamar song you're going with, the top 10. Radiohead, Idiotech, that's in the top 10, even if you love Radiohead.
I like Idiotech, but I mean, like, I wouldn't say that's the best song of theirs since 2000.
Yeah. Someone said this list makes me want to cringe. That's the comment.
Yes. Yes, this list makes me physically feel, you know, when you're angry and you're like, I had conversations about this stupid list all day with people who love various genres from country to rap to pop. All of us are angry about it. Who the hell did this list? Yeah. Because you did not do a good
job.
We're
not even just saying this as like rock and metal fans, just objectively as like music fans. This list sucks.
Yeah, it would take an entire full live stream of us just going through the list just to get our thoughts out. Like, we would have to set it like side time to go through this nonsense, and it would take more than an hour. But it's, again, my viewpoint was just confusion when I was making the joke about A plus, A minus. No, if I was the teacher and this was the list of students, and it's like, you need to do this entire thing again and explain.
We're calling your parents.
Now,
I am so sorry. You need to repeat this grade.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Also, I'm going to put it on the wall so every child here can make fun of you for the rest of the year. So and again, this was not like one or two people. This was a lot of staff contributed to this from Rolling Stone, which makes it worse because that means that's many people signed off on all this. So if you're looking for a writing job at Rolling Stone, maybe they are looking, maybe. So again, we cannot go through more. I just wanted to show the image of the top 10 that someone posted. The article is brutal to go through because it shows them all. Like, there's a paragraph for each song, and the paragraphs, sometimes you're just nonsense. So everyone feel better?
I genuinely think that AI played some part in the making of this list. Maybe not do it all on its own, but some some involvement.
Can I quote Alex, you know, Crash now. To quote Crash Thompson, this list feels like it was made by straight people.
That's a good one.
You're not wrong. I mean, like, this feels like it was made for straight people in a boardroom, and they were all way older than any of these songs that they were listening to. Like, they were already aging out from this era by the time those songs came out in 2000 and 2001.
It's the Suits again.
Yes. Yeah, this is a Suits list. Absolutely. And no women were allowed in the boardroom. Only white guys.
I just imagine like a 70-year-old walks in. It's like, okay, I got my granddaughter's iPhone. Let's take a look at her Spotify.
I got my granddaughter's old iPod. Let me just shuffle through. Hit shuffle and we'll just list the songs one by one. Brutal. Oh, no.
Not even an iPod. iPhone.
Yeah, not even the iPhone, just the iPod, like the old iPod Live Classic one. Yeah, let's look through this gizmo and get our article going.
I still have mine.
Yeah, I'm sure I have mine somewhere in storage. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get to our nonsense, our weekly shenanigans, because we do have other good things to talk about. I don't want to leave this. Let's go back to Rush. I do not want to leave that on there. I think both Alex and Rowan are ready to punch something if they keep looking at that list. So here's Rush, everyone. Here's Rush.
Have a
nice little wholesome thing. So, Alex, we'll go for you first. Let's talk about some tours that got announced this week. There were a few.
Yeah, Bring Me the Horizon. We already covered it, but they did announce the support, Motionless in White, The Plot in You, and Amira Elfiki. I don't know how to pronounce her name. I am so sorry.
Okay.
But that's going to be super rad. Super stoked about that one. The Offspring and Bad Religion just announced a North American tour.
Interesting pairing, but it does make sense.
It totally makes sense. If you act. To look at the audiences and the overlap there, that one really makes a lot of sense. And that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
And then
Alex, you froze. Rowan, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I thought my connection went for a second.
No, I
can still hear you guys.
Okay, you're good now.
We heard everything about Bring Me the Horizon and The Offspring and Bad Religion. So follow up after that one.
Wild. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Offspring, Bad Religion. Okay, Future Ruins Festival, run by Nine Inch Nails, was unfortunately canceled.
That's a bummer, because that was a cool idea.
Well, that's all I got.
Okay, fair enough. Rowan, how about albums coming out October 10th?
First of all, I want to get into singles real quick. A certain band released a single earlier today. I'm not going to say their name, but they're a longtime friend of the channel. But we also got Ice Nine Kills coming out with the laugh track coming out tomorrow. I'm really excited about that. I heard a snippet online and I'm excited. I don't know. Ice Nine Kills, they make new releases fun.
They had a
premiere. I'm always excited to see what they do.
They had a premiere in California for the music video. So the music video is going to be 110% bonkers.
Yeah. They're one of the bands I still look forward to when it comes to music videos. It's like, that's the most exciting thing for me. Mm-hmm. But besides that, we got All Time Lows, Everyone's Talking, Arch Enemy's Blood Dynasty Deluxe Edition. Ooh. Really excited about Arch Enemy. John Five is releasing a self album called Ghost.
Don't sleep Testament. On John Five, by the way. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. Dude, I love John Five. When he was with Marilyn Manson, that was like some of my favorite guitar work from the band. Testament, thrash metal legends are releasing Parabellum. Really excited about that. I gotta be honest. I like some of modern Testament. I don't think it gets enough love.
It does not. I would agree.
Yeah. And finally, this is a newer band that are releasing a new Dead Heat, Process of Elimination. This is another thrash metal band. They're very new. I listened. They had an album come out in 2021. And honestly, I gave it a listen through. I really loved it. I'm not even joking. Especially this one song on the album, Age of DH. It was just really solid. If you love thrash metal and you're looking for like a younger, newer band to support, this is a good band to get into. Seriously.
Good recommendation. Who is the band that you were talking about that released a single today that's friends of the show?
Do you really want me to say? Because I said that ironically.
Oh, then no, never mind. I don't care anymore. Okay. I thought it was serious. I'm like, friends of the show. If they're friends, let's talk about it. No, if they're not friends, I don't care. We can
No. Someone in chat probably knows who I'm talking about and they'll probably say it. But I'll say this. I've talked about them on my channel.
Nah, that's all we need then. Let's talk about more good stuff, however. Alex has our song of the week. Alex, who did you choose for this week?
Boo by Frail. So Frail is this new metal band. They're on Napalm Records, and they are right now the number one most added at metal radio. Mm-hmm. And they've got a new album called Heretics and Lullabies coming out on Friday. And the newest single off that album called Boo dropped yesterday. Full video, everything on YouTube. It's really fun. I'm really liking what Frail are releasing right now. They did a cover of Summertime Sadness by Lana Del Rey in August. And it was really, really good. They're very kind of slow and kind of doomy goth. It's mm-hmm. fun. I would definitely check it out.
It's like atmospheric doomy style metal. Not fast, but it definitely sets that atmosphere really well.
Yeah, it's really fun. Check it out. And they're also supporting Dogma across the U.S. on tour this fall. So check out Frail and Boo and their new album coming out on Friday.
Fair enough. Let's go to our results from last week's album versus album. I chose Nine Inch Nails, Pretty Hate Machine versus The Fragile. It was not close, 61% to 39%. I figured it'd be a winner for Pretty Hate Machine, but I admit I thought it'd be a little bit closer, but I'm not upset with the results. The Fragile getting 39% is still a pretty strong showing.
Be honest, The Fragile is one of those albums I see as just like having go-to songs, where the Pretty Hate Machine, I can go through that whole album.
Fair enough.
At least that's my thing personally.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's a front to back for me too.
Yeah. Very well said. So we now go to this week's album versus album. I'm going to show it on screen while Alex explains it out and her thoughts on this one. Alex, go ahead while I give our live chat a chance to vote on this one.
All right. It is spooky season. Of course, it's October. So I wanted to kind of lean into that spooky season vibe. And Frail being kind of that doomy kind of thing kind of set me in this mood. And so I was like, you know what? Let's take a look at Typo Negative. I really want to know October Rust versus Bloody Kisses. Mm. I love Typo Negative, and I think a lot of fans really do enjoy both of these albums. So I want to see, according to actual fans of Typo Negative and everybody here, which one they prefer.
Yeah, these are the two quintessential, in my opinion, by the way, for Typo. Rowan, any thoughts?
I got to be honest, I don't usually go back to Typo Negative as much as I probably ought to, but I remember loving Bloody Kisses. I loved, oh my God, how am I blanking on the song?
Song
like,
titles.
Back number one, Summer Breeze.
No, it's the one everyone knows. Across upon her bedroom wall. How do I know the lyrics, but I don't remember the name?
Christian Woman. Oh my Woman. God.
Christian Woman. Yes. Wow. That's embarrassing.
Typo Negative.
That's embarrassing. Damn it. Okay. That's maybe fine. I know what I'm listening
we,
to.
We know you knew the lyrics. That's what matters. That's fine. So
sing it again. Yeah. No, sing it again. No, Christian Woman's a great song.
From grace, she will fall.
No, I was just kidding.
Alex, you can't give the man mixed signals like that. You can't ask for something and then take it away.
In her mind. Read. And between her thighs.
Jeez.
I know the lyrics. That's the lyric. Don't say cheese.
Are you sure you weren't just singing Taylor Swift's new song? Get it?
Oh, yeah. Would.
Yeah. Funny, it kind of actually does sound like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, fun fact, I am so happy that like even the Swifties are like, yeah, this kind of sucked.
There was a little bit like of
they're becoming self-aware.
There was not 100% praise this time. That was noticed.
The hive mind is crumbling, which is great.
I don't know about crumbling. That wedding's coming up, and that's going to have them all riled up. So anyway, how do we go from Typo Negative to Taylor Swift? Well, you know, that's just how
you brought up Taylor Swift.
I did. It was me this time. That was me. So thank you all very much. Let's go through some super chats while our audience votes. Ivan just snored a little, by the way. He is definitely a sleepy pupper right now. Super chats. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We still have a little time to hit the like button. We'll get at least one round, but we have some other rounds to go through from Ellie Yeats. Special reminder that Ozzy's final memoir and I Am Ozzy epilogue, Last Rites, is available in bookstores now. It'll break us emotionally in the last chapter, but it'll be worth it. Okay, is this the final memoir? Because like they said, he finished it like a week before he passed. Is that the one? I didn't know it was in stores right now.
Yeah, it just dropped.
That is a very short time.
Yeah,
when it comes to publishing,
he was working. I knew they said he finished it just in time. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to listen to that. I mean, he couldn't have done the audiobook. Who would do the audiobook for that?
Even if he was alive, I don't think Ozzy would do the audiobook.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know who it would be. That's a difficult
one. One of his kids would be, that would tear the ass out of me.
Jack would be probably the best one now that I think about it. Boy, would that be something perfect for like the family to do and do it justice. Mm-hmm. Jack's going to need therapy after, but it would work. So
he did a Q&A about it, and I'm excited to check this book out for sure. He shed a little bit of light on it, so I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. From Zombie Barry, as a huge Trivium fan who became a fan when Alex was in the band, this was a major hit for me, but I wish him the best and look forward to what he does next. I agree. I think that's a shared sentiment as well. We make the Spinal Tap joke about Trivium. Alex was a longtime drummer though now, but for years. And every album he was a part of was strong. So he revitalized Trivium. So
I was going to say, if we're talking just like in amount of time spent, the only drummer that beat him is Travis, and he was the original drummer.
Yeah. And even beat's a hard way to think because again, they were different. But I get what you're saying too. He was top two.
Well, that beat in like, you know, it's like, oh, he was technically longer.
Sure. From Shadows Willem. It's some good news. Took my girlfriend to the last US tour for Rise of the Roach. Amazing show. New Metal Time Machine. New Metal. Sorry, it's cutting off. Da-da-da-da. Todd Medley was fun to sing along for both of us, possibly seeing Nine Inch Nails with her too. You know what? You take your girlfriend to see Rise Against and Papa Roach and she likes it also. Doing pretty good. The concert dates work. They do. Also, if you get to go to Nine Inch Nails, good for you for throwing down good money for a great show.
Absolutely. It was a great date.
Mm-hmm. If she says no to a Nine Inch Nails date, you need to move on. I don't know what else to tell you.
Not
trying to get in your business, but that's a sign right there. From Homeschooled Punk, I don't really have anything to say on the stories, but I remember at my first local rock radio festival, I nearly got hit in the head by a Costco-sized ketchup bottle. Okay, we're going to need more information on this, Homeschooled Punk.
That's cool.
You finally came out of your homeschool world, and you get hit in the head with a Costco-sized ketchup bottle? At a radio festival? Not one of our radio festivals. We don't allow that at our shows, by the way.
No, we only allow mustard into our venues.
Ew. We are a no ketchup
company. But I love ketchup. I'm just saying not as a weapon. Yeesh. You guys took it in a way worse direction. Mustard only. What kind of nonsense is that?
Ooh, no ketchup.
Definitely. If there's food, we'll have ketchup, but not like the actual bottles we just leave out. That's just dumb. Got from it. Also Ellie Yeats. Side note, pop star Robbie Williams is also dropping a new album this Friday, which fun fact actually features Tony Iommi playing guitar in one song. That I did not know. That's cool. That's cool. That is British on British royalty right there, by the way. So that'll do well overseas in UK. From Chance Edits, Lorna Shore's new album was pretty dope. Wouldn't you agree? Yes, I did enjoy quite a bit.
Darkness was awesome.
I talked about it on, how did I miss this, on Patreon. Yeah, I did really enjoy it. Like, you could, highly polished. Will Ramos is still a force of nature. That those live songs are going to be killer on the tour they go on later this year. So, coming up soon too. So, that'll be awesome. I think they're on tour right now, now that I think about it. So, yeah. Great super chats, everyone. None of those were weird. Thank you for not being weird, everybody. You don't realize how sincere we are when we say that. Thank you. So, Alex and Rowan, you want to book some quick festivals?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's time, everybody, because we got some stuff to do. Again, we're running late. But every week, we book festivals. Four bands a festival in the middle of nowhere for a random festival booker. It always works out positively, and everyone loves it every single time. No questions asked. Three more likes, and we'll do like our own round of one. But we have some super chats to go to, so if you haven't hit the like button yet, please do so. Three more likes gets us there. We're going to go through some of the super chat festivals first. Ellie Yeet, you are up first with the super chat. You get first for Yeet Fest. So let me hide the image. Bam. So everyone knows I'm not cheating. Alex and Rowan, can you see the screen?
Yep.
Here we go. Alex, you good?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Sorry, I didn't hear. Here we go.
Am I frozen?
No, you're not frozen. You're good.
No, you're fine.
Yeet Fest, band number one. The Decemberists. Definitely getting some folk rock in there. I'll be honest, though, they do sound pretty fun. I don't know what vibe we're going for, but the Decemberists are there. Number two. Stained. I will not be going to Yeet Fest. I apologize.
I can never not laugh at this photo.
By the way, Stained at the Decemberists on the same show? That does not work. Okay? Quite differing ideologies backstage. Number three, Lip Biscuit. Oh, goodness. Yeet Fest.
This is the thing that would get me in favor of this.
By the way, this is definitely a radio station fest in the middle of nowhere. I don't even know where we're going. This is, I don't know, Johnsonville, Wyoming. Just middle of nowhere. And number four, A Perfect Circle. Wow. Maynard is not going to tolerate a lot of that crap, by the way. He's just not. He's not. But he'll be there. I don't think I'll be going to Yeet Fest. That's just me.
Ooh, this one's hard because I want to see Perfect Circle, and I think it would be fun to see Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
It's a show. Honestly, it's definitely a show, for sure.
I got to be honest. To be honest, I'm not really that familiar with the Decemberists work.
That's
fine. If you vouch for them, I'm willing to give them a chance. Besides that, I can tough out Stain. Because Perfect Circle is awesome, and like Alex said, that mosh pits at a Limp Bizkit show are like the funnest thing ever.
It is an event, and that is a show that you'd want to see. That I totally get for the audience as well. It's just this, it's such a differing vibe for the Decemberists. That is indie folk rock out of Oregon. So,
we're just passing through. It was timing.
Yeah, it definitely was that. It's like, we'll just fill that fourth spot. They're on their way back to Oregon anyway. It's out in Wyoming. All right, yes or no in the chat. No, yes, no way, no yeet. Yes with an asterisk. Guys, this does not help us to make a decision. I'll give them a chance and go. We could skip Skeined and go to merch instead. Almost happy with a Perfect Circle, but I'm out. Man, I'd go for a Perfect Circle alone. Okay. Maynard James Keenan is going
yeses,
to,
I think
slightly yes, with a lot of asterisks and the tentative Maynard James Keenan was going to fist fight Aaron Lewis. Okay, yes, I would go, because also Maynard James Keenan is like a legit black belt in some type of mixed martial art. I know, like a legit
some like Brazilian
jiu-jitsu. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I shot him on tour where he has the mats in back. Like, he tours with them to train. So you know what? Just barely. Man, it's weird to see this one. All right. Number two. Thank you very much, Ellie. Zombie Fest for Zombie Berry. Band number one. We got Shaman's Harvest getting that.
I feel like we get these guys a lot.
It's been we've gotten them a couple times before. They have a good sound. They really do. Number two. Primus. Gonna get weird. Number three. Fallout Boy. All over the map. Fallout Boy, Primus, Shaman's Harvest, and Architects.
I'm in. I'm so in.
I'll go. There's no reason I would not go to this. It's weird. I don't know why Providence, Rhode Island is having this festival, but you know what? I would go. Alex?
There's no reason I wouldn't.
That's how I am too. Like, there's nothing that would shy me away from it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd go to this one. Someone else says yes. Let us know in the chat, yes or no. F it, I'm in. That's the attitude we want to make money. I guess.
Hell yeah, I'm in.
A Fallout Boy, I suppose. Architects, I approve. Basically Volbeat, but heavier. What? Yeah, why not? I'm in. Yes, why not? Yes. For Primus especially, yes. That's a lot of yeses. Okay. There we go. We now go to, I think, Shadows Fest. Thank you very much, Shadows Willem. Number one, we got Better Lovers. I'm already in. I love Better Lovers. They're great. Number two, Pixies. Boy, is that a different vibe from Better Lovers. But you know what? Get that 90s alternative back in there. Where is my mind? Number three, Static X. Static X and Better Lovers, they mesh a lot better than Pixies. But you know what? That's the festival. And number four, Avatar.
Oh, I'm so in.
I'm going. The Pixies really do stand out like a sore thumb, but Shadows Fest works for me. Rowan, you said honestly, you're in. Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, Static X. I'm down. I'm super down.
Avatar, Static X, and Better Lovers. Mm. I mean, yeah, come on. That's a blast. There's no one there that's not going to have fun, okay? It's just going to be too much fun to handle. Better Lovers is awesome live. By the way, we hit 50 likes. We'll do that one for the last then. Thank you. Yes. all over the place, but looks like a blast. Yes. Heck yes. Avatar, yes, 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 yes. I'm going. 3 for 3. Where is my mind? Static X impression. Ooh, yeah, they do a collaboration. That's nice. Homeschool Fest. Homeschool Punk, thank you very much. This is our second to last one. No, it's not. We have... Okay, we're going. Yeah. Homeschool Fest. Here we go. Number one. Thrice, who just had an album come out, by the way. Very nice. Number two. Kitty. Solidly works a little bit. Kitty and Thrice. Number three. Steel Panther, that's different. Would Kitty and Steel Panther get along in the back? I feel like they would not.
I feel like they would just have to be on stage left, yeah, stage right.
Yeah, and like space them apart. And number four, Powerwolf. I'm going. Powerwolf, Kitty, Thrice. I guess Steel Panther can open to get the early people and freak out security, but that's fine. Powerwolf, I'm in.
And to be honest, I might not go this one because, to be honest, I'm not all too familiar with Kitty and Thrice.
And I get that. Alex?
There's nothing that would make... This is another...
Sure.
There's nothing that would make me not want to go. I do like Kitty. I do like Thrice. Mm-hmm. And... Once you see Steel Panther is gross, but they're fun.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, there's
if you've never seen them before, at least it's funny the first time to watch everyone react to how gross they are.
Yeah, no, there's nothing to the show that's like, oh God, stay away from it. But at the same time, there's no big grabber for me.
Yeah.
The thing is, too, once I get you guys to see Powerwolf live, you'll be hooked. Instant hooked. My wife can attest. I've seen a lot of yeses, by the way. Kitty live is amazing. Going to see Kitty. Powerwolf is awesome. Steel Panther, Art Criminals, at least. That we know of. I don't know, man. Some of their behavior and lyrics, kind of question. Going but coming in late. Okay, there you go. Chance Fest for Chance Edits. This is the final one before we get to that one. Here we go. Chance, thank you for all the super chats, by the way. Number one, with a new drummer, Trivium for Chance Fest. Here we go. Number two. No, we already had Pixies. Go away. Corey Feldman.
No.
Well, I'm going. Trivium and Corey Feldman. Who could say no? Number three. Ghost. Oh, my goodness. My wife has to go now, and she has to go through Corey Feldman. That's great. Number four.
Lots in pairs, Gretchen.
Number four. Power Man 5000.
Son of a biscuit, I'm going.
This, guys, Ghost, Trivium, Power Man 5000. Those three alone, you know, are worth an awesome ticket, okay? Come on. And you get to open it up with Corey Feldman, the comeback king? Come on. How is
I'll
this?
I'll take my time getting to the venue.
How are we not pitching this idea to like promoters right now?
I just don't think we have the funds, Luke. I'm so sorry.
Funds to afford Corey Feldman? Really?
Yeah,
we don't have those funds.
Corey Feldman's not the problem.
Going for every band, sure. Lol, Gretchen. I'm gonna take a long. Gretchen, would you stop talking so inappropriately in chat? Goodness. I am not reading that out loud. No. Goodness, Gretchen.
I think Gretchen and I will be getting snacks during Corey Feldman.
Well, he's going to have at least a 20 to 30 minute set, so that's a lot of snacks.
I'm going to pregame in the parking lot during Corey. They'll come in.
There's a rush as soon as Power Man 5000 gets on stage. Everyone just floods in through the gates.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that's just a like, yes. Charge!
That's yeses. Okay, we got every festival is a yes, and now we have our festival to wrap it up. I know we're going super late this time. I apologize to my host for going late. I know life and everyone's here having fun. My wife is making inappropriate comments in chat. This is our festival. This is ours for the rocks for getting 50 likes. Number one, Lacuna Coil. Like this already. Number two, Within Temptation. That's a peanut butter and jelly right there for those two bands on the same bill. Absolutely. Number three, 21 Pilots. Very different vibe.
We're making money, so.
Yes, we're making a lot of profit, no matter what. And number four, Alice in Chains.
Oh, yes.
How would I not go? Come on.
Yeah. 21 Pilots is super weird, but I'm still stoked.
Yeah. Alice in Chains, Within Temptation, Lacuna Coil, 21 Pilots. I mean, those 21 Pilot kitty boppers that love that, they're going to get an education in rock and metal. And it's going to be really good rock and metal, too. So you know what? I don't know what this festival is going to be called, but I'm going.
Within 21 Chains, I don't know.
Within 21 Chains. Within 21 Chain Coils. There. Nailed it. Fest. There,
done.
Within Fest. 21 Coiled Chains.
There you go. That makes sense too. Sure. Festival has my name written all over it. Yeah. The first two are female vocalists alongside Alice in Chains. You happy with the first three, but Alice in Chains means I'm getting front row seats. Ooh, see, we can sell the VIP package and really rake it in. That's a yes. All the yeses. Come on. See? We had all across the board. Nothing was that bad. We even got a Corey Feldman Fest to show up, and it didn't ruin things for people because it was so good. How could anyone say
that?
I didn't, because I did it live. And that's the best part. No one can fault me because it's not my fault. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you for Heavies for sponsoring. We're very late. Please check out everything. I'll have a video coming up in the next few days. Alex, anything you'd like to say before we start wrapping it up?
Nope.
Rowan, how about you?
Nah, I'm good.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone, again, for staying in overtime for us. We had a great time with you all tonight. Thank you again for the extra super chats. We got more than normal, and we wanted to make it worth it for everyone that did a super chat. And the super chats were not weird or ridiculous. So you know what? We'll definitely go long for people like that, that actually do not make us worry about going live and having a live audience with live participation. Thank you for not being weird. Finally, Alex, I'm pretty sure that was a smut book title. Gretchen, would you stop saying inappropriate stuff in my chat? Do I do that in your chat when you're live streaming? No, I do not. She's talking about the festival name, Within Coil Chain Temptation, whatever we call it, whatever.
Alice in Temptation Chains. That's definitely
Alice
a book
in
title.
Temptation Chains. Yes.
Yeah. Actually, funny fun fact. This is just quick story. So, like, down the road for me, one of my neighbors has one of those little stands where you can like leave and take books out of. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Last time I walked my dog and I passed his house, I saw the little like thing, and it has like a little glass window so you can see what books are inside. It has the fourth wing, and if you know, you know.
That's dragon smut. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what that is.
That is what it is. Yes, Alex. That is
great. I bursted out laughing, just like in the other middle books, of the street.
So the other books are not as smutty, but that first one.
It's like smutty. Kids' books. It's kids' books and the fourth wing.
Oh, in the little library? That's inappropriate. Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta burn that thing down. Nope.
Yeah, that's
I
rough.
Just start a fire. All my right. Neighbor comes running outside.
Alex, get us some wholesomeness to end the conversation. Some wholesome good stuff. What is your line for this week?
Well, it's starting to get a little chilly some places across the country, right? So I went and bought a new sweater.
Okay.
And it was picking up a lot of static electricity, so I had to return it to the store. It gave me another one free of charge. Thank you.
Yes.
I
got it.
Yeah.
I got it too.
Yeah. the sales pitch. I was like, I was expecting
rain your tomatoes, chat.
No, that wasn't
worth it. No. You guys, I have to tell you something pretty funny. Okay. So I had to host this Oktoberfest.
Oh, that's
weekend,
right. Yeah.
And it was the funniest thing because I'm like, yeah, you know, some of my friends call me the queen of dad jokes. As the day progressed, and Oktoberfest has a lot of flowing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Early in the day, my dad jokes were hitting perfect. By the end of the night, they were like, what?
You're not a dad.
Like dad jokes. Yeah. They did not like them. They're like, I don't know what you said. And I was like, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Were they that drunk?
At Oktoberfest, I could see that, yeah.
It was a good time.
I'm glad you survived. Yowza. So there's apparently lightning. Oh, the electricity for the storm clouds.
It's the static electricity.
There you go.
Freaking Zeus in our chat.
It took me longer to get that joke than I'm willing to admit. You don't have to put that in the chat, by the way. You don't have to out yourself for not getting it like laughter the audience does. You know,
you can tell me. It's okay. This is a safe space.
Other people said it did get him, though. So you got some people in the chat. It's not just one offs. There's some other people appreciating the choke. So you know what? And someone's throwing ducks.
Thank you.
Yes. Have fun with the ducks.
They waddled away.
Waddle. Oh, Alex is in a bad mood. It's time to go. We went too far, Rowan.
Duck song. It's the most innocent song on the internet.
You know, like while I wrap this up into the thing, you don't realize, Rowan, when Cliff Diver brought it up on their own, unprompted, Alex's eyes like squinted a little. Like, no.
She had like a freaking Vietnam like war flashback or something.
More like the Kill Bill red light came on. And it was like, That's what happened. Yes.
No, guys, I just don't get it. I don't get it.
That's fine. I just don't think it's worth killing anyone over.
I didn't say anything.
We could tell.
Your eyes said it all.
I know. I don't have very good face volume.
My wife is singing along too in the chat. Waddle, waddle. Yes, my dear. Waddle, waddle. Waddle, waddle, everyone. Bye. Waddle away. Waddle away.